The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The New York Yankees, coming off the World Series loss, the most disappointing and disgusting inning of baseball I've ever seen, let alone in the World Series. And now they are at a crossroad, quite honestly, this early in the offseason, as Gerrit Cole opted out of his contract, which he was inclined to do. And I always thought he would, up until this year, when I thought maybe he was up in the air whether or not he would, up until getting hurt at the beginning of this year and having only thrown 90 pitches. And at his age, I thought there was a chance he wouldn't opt out. But prior to that, I always knew he would. And that's why guys have opt-out clauses in their contracts, to use them. And we've always known that the Yankees would have an opportunity to null and void that opt-out by adding another year to the contract. Another year at $36 million, which would bring it to 5 years from now, another 5 years, $180 million. And like I said, prior to this season, everything felt like a no-brainer to me. It felt like Cole would opt out, the Yankees would add the year. Easy peasy. But I could understand why a lot of Yankee fans I talk to are feeling a little bit differently now than they probably would have going at this time last year. Cole is now 34 years old. As durable as he's been, and he is the most durable pitcher in baseball still in my mind, he is coming off an elbow injury. We don't know the ramifications of it. At times this year, it felt like they handled him with kid gloves. But again, that's just, it's the same year as the injury. I don't know if he's any more likely to suffer of a Tommy John or any severe elbow injury any more than any other pitcher at any time over the next handful of years. But he is 34 years old. He's coming off the least amount of innings he's thrown in a long time. And you could understand, especially with the money constraints, the idea that if you let him hit free agency at 34, what kind of contract does he get? I do think that's up in the air. I think there's a lot of reasons why you could possibly say, hey, it's best to let him go. You've got the Juan Soto contract and that free agency process. That's going to be crazy, obviously, and you have to spend all this money. The owners talked about limiting payroll. They have money in stars that, obviously, Judge. They have the money for Stanton. They put money into the rotation with Rodon, which seems like a big mistake at the moment. You're trying to sign Juan Soto. They have the lingering contracts to DJ LeMahieu. And they're all trying to stay under $300 million. So there's a lot of Yankee fans who could make the argument of allowing him to go, let alone the depreciating value that is starting pitching. We're seeing how important bullpens are. The Yankees this season had their best rotation and pitched their best from the starting rotation in the early parts of the year before he was even on the team. When they were pitching to the best ERA in baseball, when they had the longest stretch in baseball history of every starting pitcher going at least four innings, the rotation got worse when Cole came back. So there's a lot of extenuating circumstances that might change the opinion of many Yankee fans. But I'm sorry, I don't see it. Everything I said has a hint of truth of it. Everything I said makes sense in many ways. But the bottom line is the New York Yankees are the New York Yankees. And I don't care the level of starting pitching and how important it's become, especially over the 162 and how important bullpens are and everything. We went into this World Series, at least I did, I know Evan Roberts did, a lot of people did, talking about the biggest X factor of the series is that the Yankees have that durable ace who can go deep into games, and we don't know what the Dodgers have. It didn't turn out to be the X factor we expected, although he did pitch very well in the World Series for the most part. You need that ace at the top of the rotation. The Yankees need that guy. If you want to win, you need that guy. You want to sell Juan Soto on winning, you need that guy. The New York Yankees have an ace in Gerrit Cole, who is the most durable pitcher in baseball, who throws the most innings in baseball, who won the Cy Young Award last year, who in his start in the World Series, after having a almost 40-pitch fifth, finish out the sixth and seventh, or almost finished out the seventh, and then on his second-to-last pitch, I believe, of the World Series, after on his 107th pitch, still threw 98 miles an hour. This is a horse. This is a guy you need at the top of the rotation, and the options, if you let him go, are, sure, a lot of money. Probably almost similar amount of money, $36 million, for a slightly younger, a couple years younger, Corbin Burns, who's been very good. But the numbers on him are also coming down a little bit. And I don't know, as much as we've proven he could pitch maybe in this division, a guy who's made his career in the National League Central, coming over to the American League East, pitched fairly well this year into the division. But also, we don't know if he can pitch in New York. I don't know the options. I know what Gerrit Cole can do in a Yankee uniform. I know who he is for this team. He's a leader for this team. He's the man for this team. He's the ace for this team. The New York Yankees need an ace. They cannot afford to not have him on this staff. Now, there's several ways to go about making sure he's on this staff, but I don't care what the outcome is. I don't care how they play it. Bottom line is, he needs to be a Yankee. And if he's not, it's a debacle. Because I honestly don't know if it matters all that much in getting Juan Soto. I got to be honest. Even taking the $36 million off the books, like, the Yankees still are only going to go so far, and if Steve Cohen won't be denied, Steve Cohen won't be denied. And if every dollar is every dollar, and that's all Juan Soto cares about, I can't play that game. I need the ace. I need that guy at the top of the rotation, because Carlos Rodon, as the ace of the staff, ain't cutting it. And I don't know what they do in free agency. And if you tell me, oh, they get rid of him to sign Juan Soto, say they do sign Juan Soto. Now they don't have money for the $30 million ace starting pitcher, because they better go out and get Corbin Burns. Otherwise, what does this look like? So there's several ways to go about it. The easiest way is to pick up the fifth year. And I ultimately think that's what we're going to hear happens between now and 5 p.m. later today. I do think the Yankees are just going to pick up that fifth year. It's another year at $36 million instead of $144 for the next 4 years. It's $180 for the next five. And honestly, as bad as that contract might be in the fifth year, it doesn't matter. It's about what they're going to get for the next two or three. You have to have him on the team. This is the chance. I mean, as much as I'm frustrated at the two of them, and more so Judge, that they haven't won in the prime of those two players, it still doesn't change the fact that the Yankees have the best hitter in the league and arguably the best starting pitcher in the league, and you have to win during that time period. I don't care about the extra money at the end of the back end of the contract. I don't. To the New York Yankees, they'll have to eat it. But you can't afford to lose this guy. So to me, that's the most likely, the easiest, pick up the fifth year at it. The second way would be to tell him, hey, we don't think, or at least don't tell this to him, but in their minds, they don't think he's going to get this same number in free agency at 34 years old, coming off the least amount of innings he's thrown in the last 6 or 7 years. And the idea that he had an elbow injury at 34, they don't think he's going to get that much on the free agent market. And they just play this out and try and sign him and end up trying to save money. Or if they have to end up spending more money, it's worth the risk. Let him hit free agency and see where it goes. That's number two.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
that's my least like favorite. I don't like that because I don't know who steps up and gives him a big contract. Or I don't know how disrespected he'll feel that they let him hit free agency. I don't know. I don't know how it goes. Anything can happen in free agency. Someone can offer him a godly amount of money, and all of a sudden, well, now it's $42 million a year. Or someone could offer him more money in a short term, and Gerrit Cole might like that, thinking I can hit free agency again because I believe in myself and my arm. And suddenly now it's $45 million, $42 million a year to sign Gerrit Cole to a three-year deal. And that hurts me signing Juan Soto because now I have more money on the books this year. I don't like letting hit free agency. But that's the second way to go about it. And then the third way, which hopefully, in my mind, is the best way for the New York Yankees to go about it, and if Gerrit Cole would be interested, is coming to terms on a new deal that would defer some money. And I know Scott Boras doesn't like to defer money, and there's already talk about the idea that there won't be much at all deferred in the Juan Soto contract. But Gerrit Cole is the ace of the Yankees. Gerrit Cole has been here. Gerrit Cole had the sign, Yankee fan today, tomorrow, always, or whatever it is. Like, he wants to be the Yankee ace. He wants to be the guy. Well, he just let the team down immensely by not covering first base. You want to help the fans forget about that. You want to get back into the good graces. You want to be Mr. Yankee. Then take a deal that ends up giving you technically more money. And I know you could, with deferred money, there isn't always more money. But they could come up with a contract where the dollars are actually more for Gerrit Cole. Some of the money is deferred. And it opens up some space over the next year or two to help them in the short term with a Juan Soto contract. That is what Gerrit Cole could do to help stabilize himself and stamp himself as a Yankee great. The fan base will forgive him and love him for being willing to do that. It helps the Yankees. It theoretically could help him. It is a win-win situation that could make a lot of sense for the New York Yankees. And hopefully that's the kind of thing we hear happens before 5 o'clock. I don't expect it, but that is best-case scenario for the Yankees. So three ways. One, the most obvious and what I think will happen, the Yankees pick up the fifth year and we move on. And he's here for the next 5 years making $180 million. Option two, let him go to free agency, see what the numbers are, tell him to get back to them, and see if the Yankees and him can come to a deal in free agency with all teams vying for his services. And then number three, can they find a way to come up with a deal that benefits everybody, allows them to save money on this year's cap, defer some money, pay him a little bit more, lock him up long term, make him a Yankee for the rest of his career, make him the ace of this staff, and go about helping this team the way so many others have, the way Otani did, the way Tom Brady did for years, the way, you know, countless guys have figured out a way to manipulate contracts so that they can help the team in the present. That's what I would love to see from the Yankees and Gerrit Cole. But any of those three, the bottom line is they don't have a choice. Gerrit Cole needs to be a Yankee. He's been a great Yankee. He's done everything they've asked of him. He's been a big game pitcher, whether you want to admit it or not or lie to yourself or not. He's been a big game pitcher. He's won a Cy Young. He's the most durable pitcher. I know he missed some time this year, but I mean, over his career, I mean, he's the guy you can count on giving you 200 innings. He throws 98 miles an hour, even deep into games. He's a workhorse. He is your guy. He's your second pitching coach. The rest of the players look up to him. He understands pitching at a level very few do. He needs to be a Yankee. Bottom line. So the Yankees need to get it done.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.